The Mass Layoff Statistics Program is the government program that tracks what layoffs have happened and why. It records when a company has laid off at least 50 people in 5 weeks. And then staff actually conduct interviews with employers for more information, such as what caused the layoffs, financial problems, offshoring, or company restructuring, for instance. So it's much more granular than your typical government unemployment report. The branch chief of the program, Scott Gibbons, says that's even helped states mitigate damage from layoffs.
A lot of states have found that this information is useful for things like rapid response, which is providing reemployment services to large numbers of unemployed people. Some states even use it for things like business development. If you've got a large pool of recently unemployed, that may be a labor pool that could be used as an incentive for an employer coming in. And of course, it's of interest to the public and to academics.
Today, the program releases its last monthly report. That's because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is losing 5% of its budget, about $30 million, due to the sequester. The irony is that the slowdown in spending from the federal government is expected to accelerate job losses, exactly what the program is designed to track. Still, Gibbons says the government will continue to provide plenty of unemployment information.
It's just that none of those particular programs provide the level of detail that the Mass Layoff Statistics program was able to provide on these particular kinds of events.
But one statistic the program won't pick up is job losses from the death of the Mass Layoff Statistics program. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.